Now the excitement on the floor is dwindling somewhat. And now the ex-president is about to speak once again.
The National Convention. I want you to know how deeply I appreciate this expression of your confidence and your approval. In this room rests the greatest responsibility that has come to a body of Americans in three generations. In the lesser sense, this is a convention of a great political party. But in the larger sense, it is a convention of Americans determined the fate of those ideals for which this nation was founded. That far transcends all partisanship. There are elemental currents which make or break the fate of nations. There is a moral purpose in the universe. Those forces which affect the vitality and the soul of a people will control their destiny. The sum of many years of public service in the midst of these currents is the overwhelming conviction that they far transcend in importance the more transitory or even those difficult issues of our national life. I have given about 4 years to research into the New Deal. I have been trying to determine what its ultimate objectives are, what sort of a system it is imposing on this country. To some people, it appears to be a strange interlude in American history, in that it has no philosophy, that it is sheer opportunism, that it is a muddle of a spoiled system, of emotional economics, of reckless adventure, of unctuous claims to a monopoly of human sympathy, of greed for power, or a desire for popular acclaim and an aspiration to make the front pages of the newspapers.